This is KUT. Austin counted 102 traffic deaths in 2015, the highest number ever recorded. Of those who died, 30 were pedestrians. Many were on or near highways. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, the Austin Police Department is now suggesting a way to keep these numbers down.
Since we're talking about the police department, you might have guessed it has to do with ticketing.
To be able to get people away from the high-speed roadways and walking or crossing these high-speed roadways, where it's not designed for pedestrian crossing, where it's incredibly dangerous.
APD Lieutenant Robert Richmond says it can be as simple as updating a city law. That's what he suggested to Austin's Pedestrian Advisory Council Monday night. It starts with 20-year-old city code. A rule passed in 1992 makes it illegal for pedestrians to cross sections of I-35, MOPAC, Highway 290, and 183. Since then, other high-speed roads have been built. APD suggesting adding to the list of those off-limits to pedestrians.
183A, Toll Road 130, SH-45.
Plus Loop 360 and Highway 71. Officers could soon have the power to ticket people trying to cross these highways on foot. But Richmond says he understands sometimes there's little choice in Austin.
We don't have the infrastructure.
Meaning sidewalks and crosswalks.
We wish we had in the perfect world where it was on every street, where it was on every roadway.
But APD told advisory council members Monday their department doesn't build these things. Enforcement sometimes is their only tool. The advisory council decided to table the issue. Members said they wanted to know how exactly each pedestrian accident happened. For example, was someone sideswiped or hit head-on before they could support more enforcement. That means it'll be a few months before any official action is taken. The discussion comes as the city prepares to lay out its Vision Zero plan to the city council next month. That's a set of recommendations aimed at bringing down the number of traffic deaths in the city, ideally to zero. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.